Welcome to the Great Awakening Show. I am Joanne, Divine Life Yogini, and on this week's show, we have Anita Grabetz. Anita is a psychologist, nutritionist, mindfulness facilitator, wellness advocate, hormone and fertility expert, and a published author. Anita lectures, runs well-being retreats, and works internationally with her clients. As her company name says, Anita is the wellness designer.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, Mum and Dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Love and love. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Kiss me quick. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Okay. Anita, welcome to the Great Awakening Show.
Thank you so much, Joanne. A privilege to be here. And thank you to everyone who is listening and taking in and out whatever we're sharing.
Exactly. Exactly. The time to share at this Great Awakening time. Anita, we are going through a great wellness awakening at this time. What does this mean for you and for us all?
What a great and powerful question. And let me start with praising and expressing my gratitude to what you've been doing for the past few decades and how much you've influenced me and my journey and also the journey of my clients and friends, because I've been following your work and I've been listening to your radio. And there is so much each of us could take away, any age, any generation, when we're looking for our why and how. So I guess you already know the answer to this question. And for me to add a bit in, very interesting times to live in. And there is no better time than now to even look more into connection with ourselves, digging deep into and also with nature, I would say.
So true. This is the time of not only knowing who we truly are, and having alignment with that true person, but being one with nature. We've got to go back to nature. You know, we've got to go back to our ancient ways to simplify our life, to come back to not battle with nature or to abuse nature, but to work in one-on-one with nature, to come back. And I think that's in natural ways of living, natural ways of being, eating, you know, or in every way, you know, medicine, healing, they all exist in nature.
So beautifully said. Exactly. I would say first thing is to understand that we guests here. So we need to understand that actually nature is hosting us. And also that as a nutritionist scientist, I understand that how our body feels and functions hasn't evolved so much. Hasn't been any evolution in our digestive system, so we should really come back to what our ancestors used to eat. As you said, beautiful healing through plant medicine, through the food we can forage ourselves, through the food that probably we should grow ourselves, and really simplified that from field to the plate, from field to fork food, so we don't have anything in between. That would be just very nice for each of us to learn and introduce it also at school for children, because these are the hope of our planet.
Exactly. And I mean, the health system in schools is absolutely terrible. I mean, what they teach them in school is so old curriculum that has never changed in the last 100 years. I just took my son out to home educate him, and he's never been happier. And the food they served them, my children can't even, you know, when they used to go, they couldn't even get any vegetarian food. You know, it's just terrible what they served them. And of course, you know, me being a vegetarian, basically a vegan, you know, I think that we are going that way. Our bodies, and we, you know, we are made to eat more plants and vegetarian and salads and fruit and vegetables. Our systems are made like that. We are not made carnivorous animals. You know, our digestive systems, you know, they are long for the long digestion of plants. Carnivorous animals, they have short intestines for the short expelleration of meat. You know, we don't have the teeth to eat meat. I mean, this, it can go on and on and on. Not only that, but as a yogini, it's very important that when that animal dies, murdered, then that pain energy stays in its muscles, and then people eat that, and therefore it really does, you know, affect our emotions and our thoughts. That's what I believe as a yogini.
Nicely said. I also shared the yoga practice and teaching with you and believe in karma and prana. So I would love my food and the food of my clients to have energy, which means food that has life, that hasn't been processed with lots of nutrients and fiber, and plant food. We need to eat more veg, fiber and plant, that's for sure. And also, don't get me started on the medical system and education. I always like to be positive and see the glass half full and half empty. But let me just share that I've got, as my clients, as nutrition clients, I get medical doctors graduated from Yale's or Oxford universities because they say they are not educated on nutrition at all whatsoever.
Nor are doctors.
Yes.
They have like in 8 years of study, they have like half a day on nutrition.
Of nutrition,
and
exactly.
Plant medicine. Plant food is medicine, isn't it? Food. Sorry, you just glitched out there.
It's so true. Yes. Digestive enzyme, energy of the raw, fresh food and the nutrients. Everything that's been processed, we know there is no life in it. There's no energy. Therefore, my body shouldn't be really consuming it because it means big fat zero of nutrients, just some empty calories, right?
Exactly.
So we end up overfed but nutritionally starved.
Yes, because all them things that they sell in them supermarkets, they have no life force energy, prana, in them. And as living beings, we need to eat foods that are alive, not dead. It's pretty simple.
Pretty simple, yes. Antioxidants are needed for us to function and look halfly as gorgeous as you do.
And you, yes, that's it. We glow from the inside. And I believe that is from the prana, the life force energy of the plants that we eat. You know, I mean, people who eat meat, they're getting sick. They, you know, the animals that they get that meat from, they ate the plants in the beginning, you know, but that doesn't have any life force energy. So therefore it's not healthy for us. So I really feel that meat, dairy and eggs are going to be making their way out slowly out of our nutrition, and they won't be at the top of the pyramid, you know, like in every single school program, which is ridiculous. It should be up the other way around. You know, the vegetables and the fruit at the top.
I guess you know about nutrition school program because you're a child, you're a parent. But you'll be happy. I need to follow the research and what's going on now. UK is not there yet. And I believe US neither. But Australia is, and New Zealand. If you looked at the pyramid, yes, it's reversed, which is beautiful to see that veg, not even fruit, but veg and then fruit is as the group to follow mostly. I love the new pyramid. It was introduced last year or 2 years ago.
Wow.
Just at the beginning of COVID, I believe.
Yes.
And it's sensational because this is what they teach at school. So things are shifting, things are changing. I guess we just need to be the messengers and we need to keep explaining and educating others the need and why we need to change.
Yes, exactly. And it doesn't mean drastic changes. You know, just a little bit of change every day, just even, you know, 3 days a week or 4 days a week of vegetarian, you know, and then gradually you can change, you know, eating more raw, beautiful vegetables and raw salads. You know, this is very important for the health of our gut as well. And it's, you know, this is nutritious whole food that feeds our mind, body and soul because we are holistic beings.
Yes, microbiome is also so important for our mental well-being. So as you said, if we set ourselves small steps for big results, because if we decide to run a marathon today, we're bound to fail. That's the psychologist in me saying. So if I'm training for marathon and I decide to go for 2K run today and for the next few days and keep that consistency, and praising myself afterwards and noticing how good I feel, not only physically, but also my mindset from achieving this 2K and consistency, I'm very likely to continue next week with 5K, keeping that consistency, following with 10K, and possibly sometime next month, I will run a half marathon. So small steps for big results, consistency and praising ourselves, and having compassion rather than putting ourselves down that we're not good enough and we haven't done something that should have been done. So always the positive side of everything.
Yes, it's so true. It's so true. And, you know, it is, we're all evolving and we all evolve at different levels and in different ways. So what's right for one is not right for the other. So everyone has to find their own way that gives them the most wellness in this life. You know, but I think all these things, especially what we've gone through, COVID and everything, it really is a wake up call for so many to, you know, exercise, to think and do mindfulness and meditation, to calm their inner being, to find out who they are, to be in the right job, to be with the right person. This is a wake up call for everyone, you know, to look at their life, you know, to start eating better, to start looking after themselves. It really is. And that's why we need people like you. Beautiful
and
wellness
yourself,
women.
And yeah. Yourself another healer. So exactly. And as you nicely noticed, that there is no one lifestyle diet that fits all.
No.
There is no one way that will heal and help everyone. But I believe if we all open to learning and understanding, first of all, ourselves, our body and mind, our digestion and our immunity, because of course immunity is a mirror of our health, and also we will talk about reproductive health, which is the extension of our overall well-being in a second. This everything interlinks. So when we educate ourselves, which is when we know better, we do better for
exactly.
ourselves, for others, and for the environment.
Exactly. And when our body, mind, and soul have the correct condition, we self-heal. We heal ourselves. Our bodies, our minds, our souls are incredible. When we cut ourselves, what happens a few days later? It heals. It just doesn't do it instantly. You know, it's like with our attraction and our mind and our feelings and our thoughts that go out and cause creation. We just think that it doesn't work because it's not instant, but it eventually it does. And therefore, if we have the correct condition, meaning if we are an alkaline body instead of an acidic body, because I believe that all acidic bodies, meaning eating and drinking and making the body from all of the processed foods and all of the alcohol and, you know, all of the meat, dairy and eggs that cause acid in the body, acidic body, then if you have an alkaline body, which means feeding it all the beautiful, natural and wholesome foods, this is the environment where it has optimum health, where we heal ourselves and where we have an amazing immune system that can repel so much. You know, I never go to the doctor. Do you?
No, likely not yet. I haven't, and I probably wouldn't, because I'm not going to learn more than I know already. With all my respect for medicine and for the history of medicine, how much it helped us to get where we are.
Yep.
And for anyone who needs operation or surgery, with all respect to people who give 8 years or more of their life to study medicine, I'm just full of admiration. However, as you said, our bodies are so intelligent, and the energy of that body, when we treat it well, when we recharge it, when we put it into the optimal state, it will reward us in the emotional and physical well-being. That's just incredible. I've experienced this myself on the members of my family that helped on my clients. It's incredible. Simple thing, as you said, I was cutting my salad 3 days ago, and it's just, you cut the finger, right? I mean, I didn't cut the finger, I hurt myself, but it's gone today, as you just said, that you know, it healed. Miraculous. So it's just, I looked at it and I was thinking, so amazed this morning, this body is a miracle.
It is. And people don't realize it. They take it for granted, and they're not conscious of what they put in it. You know, it's just a consumption. We live in a consumer society that just tells us more, more, more. You know, I just have my beautiful smoothie in the morning with my moringa powders, my superfoods, all my fruits and vegetables, broccoli, and you know, put it all in there with my seeds, and that saves me through. And then I have my one meal a day, which is raw salad, raw vegetables, and, you know, just a little bit of plant vegetable protein. We don't need to eat too much. Lots of water, herbal teas, you know. I think we overeat.
We overeat, yes. Our stomach is the size of our fist, and this should be the size of our meals, whereas we still seem to consume the portions of our ancestors who would work in the field all day long, physical work, whereas we sit most of our days. So go figure, why do we need so much food and all the calories? And even before we finish the digestion of the previous meal, we go for the next one. Or we go for snacks, and even the portions now have gone bigger. All the bottled drinks you get in the shops, they're also bigger sizes. And we're getting bigger as you know, as the result, ironically, we're getting bigger as well.
And then that's unhealthy. It's not good for the heart. It's not good for diabetes. It's so many, you know, that's why so many people are so ill. And it's all about the digestion. It's all about food. You know, I'm a real advocate as a yogini. I always fast once a month as well. Just juice, just on fruit. It's so cleansing to give your digestive system a complete rest.
Very nice. It's healing. It's for immunity. It's for digestion. It's for renewal of the cells. Mm. I find it also very good for mental well-being. Break from food, because you are becoming more aware. It's the best practice of mindfulness ever. And most of the cause and damage that happens to our physical and emotional body stems from the fact that we're not present. Okay. Right. We're not present in the given moment in our emotions, and that causes us being reactional versus too responsive to life and others. So fasting is something that I recommend as well.
Definitely. And detoxing. And as we practice yoga and different things and these wonderful things, you know, exercise and all these mindfulness, we become lighter. And our food needs also become lighter. We don't want that heaviness of them hamburgers anymore. We become lighter in mind, body, and soul. And, you know, that's absolutely, you know, we're all becoming lighter because we're all going to ascend in this beautiful world that we live in. That's what we're here for. And what is ascension? Rising up, becoming lighter, rising up in the spirit. You know, we can't be heavy. It's the rising up, the ascension process, which is absolutely lovely. But I really, really, really would love you to share, okay, about your incredible book. How did you come to write How to Get Pregnant? A Shortcut to Fertility. How did you write it and who is it for, this beautiful book?
Yeah, it's very exciting. I'm very excited because I've wrote 4 books before, but they were ebooks, and now this one is getting published and it's getting already a lot of response. And just to start, fertility wasn't my mission, or I thought it wasn't my mission. I have been a mindfulness facilitator, nutritionist, and psychologist. And most of my clients were women or couples who were defeated by medical system, have tried the fertility treatments, expensive IVF or yes, other reproductive technology treatments, infused stuff with hormonal pharmaceutical drugs, the body totally out of balance, imbalanced hormones, moods, fluctuation of everything, messed up microbiome, lack of menstruation for long times, which affects women in reproductive age as well. Not to mention self-esteem and self-worth when you age maybe 34 yes, or even 42, if you're still menstruating, when you're told that you're useless, you're too old, or your eggs are too old, and you can't get healthy pregnancy. So these were people, couples or mostly women, coming to me, and my intention for them was to holistically, naturally help them to come back to their bodies, to trust their bodies again, to work mindfully on them feeling comfortable, trusting themselves, their body and mind. So I would use natural approach, healing food, breathing techniques, some gentle herbal supplements.
Herbs,
and
yes,
then
herbs.
2-3 months later, I would hear from some of these couples, oh, we've got the news. We got pregnant.
Oh, that's amazing.
So this was the beginning of the journey almost 2 decades ago. So it wasn't intentional, but it started happening. Why? Because reproductive health is the extension of our general well-being. So while I was busy and concentrating, bringing these individuals or couples onto their optimal health, onto them feeling comfortable and functioning comfortably in their body and mind and trusting themselves again, everything else started functioning in those bodies. So then I invested more time and energy into studying fertility and holistic approach, because as you know, infertility is on the rise. And we're talking about young people.
Yes.
And it's, yes, nutrition is very important. Mindset is very important. How we live our life, what we put into our minds.
Yes.
The perception, the mindset. There is so many aspects. There is so much of us sitting the whole day in front of the laptops, not being
out in nature.
Yes. So, and we're talking about young people who are trying to conceive. So this has become my passion, especially when people started calling their babies my name. It just flattered my ego.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well done.
But I'd be very happy. You and I, we're in the business of helping people.
Yes.
And I'm sure those who listen to your show, they are healers as well, or they are projectors, or they are on the mission of helping others and making this world a better place.
Exactly.
So this is how it started. At first, I was going to use that program as my PhD thesis, and as much as the doctor title in front of my name would have been flattering, I felt that maybe writing a book would help a wider audience and would help more people, because I love working with people and I accept clients, but I can't work with everyone from everywhere in the world. I've got my practice online, so I accept international clients. However, that's only me for now. I'm working on my team, so I decided to write a book to help more people. And this was the reason why the book was created. The book is out very soon. It's already
wonderful.
On pre-launch, and we celebrate.
Where can people buy
it? People can buy it online. Mm-hmm. So there is a website called howtogetpregnantshortcuts.com. They can get it there. They can also reach out to me on any on my social media platforms. So it's The Wellness Designer, the Instagram or Facebook, and wonderful. Myself or somebody from my team will help them, will assist them. Mm-hmm. I'm very grateful. This is me birthing that baby and helping others. And it's
beautiful.
Written in a simple, accessible language, because very often when you already feel personally, emotionally defeated and fighting with infertility, and very often it affects your relationship, and then go to medical center, medical provider, and you being met with so much resistance, and also the language that's used in front of you is so esoteric.
Yes.
Everything seems so strange and alienated.
I like that you are doing it from a natural approach as well, because so many of these people, you know, the first thing they do is do the medical way, you know, the IVF and all that harsh intervention, you know, and then it's really funny because so many people, they always do that first and then they always go through herbalists, you know, then they try the natural therapy and the, you know, naturopathy and nutrition and everything like that, because, you know, this is the real way, I believe, to do that. So is it for men and women? Both couples can read your book?
Yes. As I said, most of my clients will be women, but because I've worked with them and women has been always defeated by medical system, or you're not good enough, or you're not fertile enough, or your eggs are too old. Now when I work with couple, you'd be surprised that about 40% of infertility cases is due to bad sperm quality.
Wow.
So we would say, and 40 women and then 20 is mixed. It's both. So medical system very often likes to label the couple as undiagnosed fertility. And I don't believe there is something as undiagnosed. It hasn't been explored, or the couple was being given up on. The good thing is, and you will find out about it in the book, that the sperm quality can be improved very fast through the lifestyle and many other things I don't want to reveal now. As I said, the book is written in a very simple, approachable, accessible language that everyone will be able to understand, with a lot of examples of the supplements, nutrition, and the practices. And there are also bonuses added as fertility yoga practice, as mindfulness meditation, and also a nutrition on the budget
ebook.
Over 100 pages of beautiful plant-based food to help to heal the body and boost fertility.
Yes.
So it's been scientifically researched and based on 20 years of my experience with fertility. So I'm hopeful that it will help many, many around the world to come to the outcome of desired healthy pregnancy.
Oh, that is so important at this time. And Annetta, what is the number one fertility tip? Can you reveal it?
What would you think, Joanne? What would you think? Let our guest guess for a second. What do they think?
Well, I'll tell you what happened for me. I've got four children, and I had my first child, and it took me 3 years to get pregnant. And I thought that I couldn't get pregnant. I mean, I thought I couldn't get pregnant before anyway, but then I had my first daughter, and I thought that I couldn't get pregnant. It took us 3 years to get pregnant again. But you know how I got pregnant? Immediately after sex, immediately I used to go into the shoulder stand, which brought, of course, the sperm down into inside further and further. And I swear blind that got me pregnant. And that happened every time after I did it. Yeah. That's my number one tip. You tell the odd.
Yes, we're talking about sperm parameters, which is the quality, but also if the sperm can swim. And very frequently we either have one of these is not optimal. And if the sperm can't swim, obviously it's not gonna get to the place where the conception will happen. So this is what worked for you. Many people ask me, if I start drinking green smoothie, am I going to get pregnant? And you know, green smoothie will help, but if you've got really bad diet, if you don't get enough sleep, if you don't manage your stress, I'm not going to tell anyone stop stressing because it's impossible. Life happens to us, but just stress management through some sort of techniques. Right. So my number one tip would be getting enough sleep. We got into the times in our life that we think we can function on 5-6 hours. And we say, I'm fine, I function. Yes, you function because before even you open your eyes, you're on the first cup of coffee. 2 hours later, you're on the second one. And 4 o'clock comes and you've got your 4th or 5th cup. So you say you can function. Then you finish work. And I understand everyone wants to have a bit of life. So we go to Netflix and we watch mindlessly Netflix till midnight or so, munching on some junk food, to be honest and direct. And then falling asleep at 2 a.m. and waking up 5 hours later. So I would just say tip number one for anyone and anything, fix your sleep. 8 hours. So count from the time when you need to wake up. Count back 8 hours. That's the time when you should be in bed resting. Yes. Not on your phone, not on your laptop. Resting, even lying down, maybe even reading some pages, or maybe listening to some calming music. So this would be my tip number one. The humanity general.
That's really, really, really important. And also, I believe if you eat late, and I know because I've lived in Italy, everyone eats like at 9 o'clock at night, and it's really bad for your digestion. It's bad for your sleep. It actually stops you. It's really bad. So I believe you shouldn't eat after 5 o'clock at all, you know, to give all of that time for digestion, you know?
It's amazing what you're saying. I grew up in the family when my mom wouldn't let us eat after 6 p.m. She would say the shop is closing. She would literally lock kitchen dinner at 6. She said it's bad for your digestion.
It is.
Something about it, because my mom is in a beautiful shape all her life. She's never dieted, but she just says dinner the latest at 6 o'clock. Yes. And then you've got your time. Ideally, you go to bed between 10 and 11. I believe most of the people don't, but then you've got those few hours to digest your food and go to bed, not hungry, but empty stomach.
Yes.
And you're ready to get a good night rest because your body is not busy with digestion and elimination of whatever we consume.
Yes. And I'd also like to say, coming from a yogini, I really, truly believe in meditation. I meditate every day. And that really calms us, de-stresses us. Touching that divine love light energy within just fills us up with such bliss. And it's really beautiful just to have that silence, you know. And also prayer. Prayer. No, you know, praying with your angels, you know, asking your angels, asking for your son or your daughter to come in now to you is very important. That soul is waiting. But if you know, sometimes just being open to that, open to receiving that soul and asking your angels and, you know, that soul, it's time for you to come into me now. You know, and praying for that and praying for their that beautiful delivery of that soul. I think that's very important. I
Joanne, you sound like you read my book already. There is a whole chapter about personal practices, including meditation, prayer, mindfulness, and let it be for anyone finding passion and love in life and attracting their baby spirit. Okay, so inviting that energy, that baby spirit, because those babies are already waiting there and they are choosing their parents.
They are.
So with gratitude, inviting that energy to your body and your heart and let them choose you. And keeping living that experience that you're already a parent. That's just so important. Whenever I work with couples or individuals, we always work on it. However, this is the very last part. As it is the very last chapter of the book, because I believe it's the most difficult work, that it's easier to fix your nutrition, it's easier to fix your sleep, it's easier to go for blood tests, it's easier to get used to taking your supplements regularly and drink your herbs, but the mindset takes time. So this is when we're evolving step by step. This is towards the end of the book. There's the whole chapter with practical guidance and examples of prayers, meditation, mindfulness, and how to invite your baby spirit. So
that's beautiful.
Thrilled that you connected so much that you read my book already.
That's just what I was doing. You know, great minds, great. We're connected in that beautiful way, and I just feel, you know, it worked for me. It worked for me. I remember so well when I called in my baby for the first time. It was beautiful. And, you know, we're energetic beings. And also, this is manifestation. Imagining and visualizing, holding your baby in your arms. Your baby's already here. What would it feel like? How would you feel? Bring that joy up. Bring that bliss up. Imagine it. Think it. Imagine it with your beautiful mind and feel it with your sacred heart. Merge them two and bring that out into the, you know, the quantum beautiful world so that it can be brought into form. Yeah.
Beautiful. I write about this as manifesting. Yes. So that's the experience also described in the book in very similar words.
That's beautiful.
Live it now, connect with the baby and vision it, and this will come to you because we attract what we are. We truly attract, we create what we are.
Mm, we do. And we are truly human and divine. We are both, you know? And for many, many, many hundreds of years on this planet, we have been suppressed. Our divinity, our spirituality has been suppressed. So this is a great awakening time of awakening and knowing that we are divine. We have that divine flame of God, Goddess within us. And every single soul has that. Every single soul of every living being, of all our animals, it's the same soul consciousness. We come from the oneness to come down into duality, to learn about what separation is, and then to come back to the wholeness within ourselves. And we can do that right now here on earth and not wait until we pass over to get there.
Indeed, we spiritual being having human experience right now, right here.
That's so beautiful. And what you touched on before is really important. We do not choose our children. They choose us, their soul. We come and we reincarnate. We've had many, many lives and we reincarnate in soul groups. So our children, like your daughter, may have been your sister or your mother because in other lives, because we've all got this karmic life, the karmic tendencies to work out with each other. And we do that in soul groups. So our children, they actually choose us. And we choose our parents to give us that parental social conditioning environment that that soul needs to evolve and learn what they have to learn in this lifetime.
So nicely phrased. Oh, so nice. I will quote you. I will quote you in my next writing because you just said it so beautifully, simplified, and it's just still sounds so light, uplifting, spiritual, motivating. Very nice.
Oh, that's so beautiful. That's so beautiful.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living. We've been doing this for over 40 years. Every year, more and more people are living satisfying lives completely cruelty-free. Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
So, but this is, I believe that it's so important, fertility, you know, as we go forward. And I mean, it's just, and it's really terrible that there is, fertility is lowering. Why do you think that is?
So I guess, so one of the aspects is that our ancestors, or let's just move on to the generation of our mothers and grandmothers, they, or parents and grandparents for that matter, they were having their children much earlier, right? They were late teens or early 20s. Now, because I believe life is more demanding, women are out there having career, getting education. So an average of my clients, they are ready at age 35 to start for the family. Yeah. They are with the right partner. They maybe just got their first property. They feel they are just about to be financially viable to offer home to a baby. And guess what? They are ready. The body is no longer ready because putting so much effort, stress, and compromising on their lifestyle and nutrition to get where they were, or where they are now, to be financially able to provide. There is so much imbalance going on for them that they need to revert back and connect with themselves to offer that place they bought in their lives for those babies. So I bet, I believe this is very important.
Definitely.
Another factor is, yes, we disconnected from that spiritual aspect of inviting the energy, inviting that new life to us. So I would say that regardless of religion, that faith and being open and that educational approach, if you will, will help a lot of energetic healing. I really work a lot with energy and just creating this neutrality as well. Also, we want instant gratification right now, right here. Okay, we're getting pregnant. Let's do it this month. I want it right here, right now. And I believe there's so much for us to learn. Patience, devotions. What else do I need to do in this life for this very body to host this beautiful new life? So beautiful learning.
Exactly. And also, I'd just be very wareful about, I mean, I don't have any vaccines. My children, I've never given them any, because I believe that our immune system is just, we never go to the doctors. My children never go to the doctor. You know, we just, our immune systems are so healthy because of our food and our well-being and our lifestyle. So we don't need anything synthetic or man-made inside of our bodies. We're organic beings. And that's the way we should stay, to be healthy, organic beings at one with Mother Earth and nature. Yeah.
Absolutely. The closer we are to anything that's natural and organic, the better we feel. And there's something I just share with my clients, because it's very easy to remember. It's do not eat anything that your grandmother wouldn't eat. Because that brings us onto how natural the food was. So just do not consume anything that your grandmother wouldn't.
Well,
and people manage to remember that.
Exactly. And my grandmother, she used to make the most, they used to grow all their own food in their back garden and everything, and make all their own food. You know, I make all of our food, you know, and from scratch. And, you know, from just vegetables and everything. And it's the energy that we put into that food. It's loving energy as we're making it. It's so beautiful, you know. And I always bless that food and ask, you know, God, Goddess to, you know, to bless that food and to give love to that. And that spiritually energizes that food and makes it taste infinitely more delicious, I believe, with that beautiful, you know, divine love light energy going into it as well. So everything we do, well, our thoughts are our actions of everything we prepare and everything. You know, when it's done in love, then it just instantly heightens the vibration of it. Yeah.
Absolutely. And you are a very spiritual being, and you're such a motivational person for all of us. I believe
Thank you.
That most of the people may not be able, currently they may not have capacity to live the life you do, but sharing those little insights of your life, how fresh the food can be and how healing it is for you and your family, and also how much it will help fertility and well-being, because fertility is not only ability to conceive and get pregnant. I'm talking about the whole reproductive age, which is hormonal balances. We talk about thyroid dysfunction. We talk about polycystic ovarian syndrome, endometriosis, perimenopause, how this affects you. We're talking about cramps, painful heavy periods, irregular periods. Oh, diabetes. There's so much that female body may have to go through if we don't address it through nutrition and lifestyle. And this is also mentioned in the book, that everything you've shared and how you also help people, influence people, is just so vital, so important.
Yes, it is. And the number one is keep ourselves hydrated with pure water. Do never, ever drink that tap water. It's got so much poison and fluoride in it, and it's really, really terrible. Doesn't matter wherever you are, unless you're up in some mountain, you know, then okay, somewhere beautiful, you know, but in England, and no, you have to drink pure, pure water. And you should be drinking one big glass every hour, you know, 8 hours in a day. And I know that, you know, I'm 54 next month, and I know that all of my lifestyle, and, you know, my raw food, because I eat lots of raw food, but it's also the diet. It's also the water and the way I think, and, you know, my yoga every day, and, you know, my connection to the divine when I meditate. But I just, my recycling is crazy. The amount of water that we do with all of my children. So yeah, it's to keep your body hydrated. So important.
Definitely. And as you said, 8 glasses. Yes, the simple nutritional formula of how much to drink is to multiply your body weight in kilograms by 0.3. So this equals exactly what you said, more or less, because I believe most of us are dehydrated. And that means pure, non-sweetened, filtered water, right? No fizzy drink, no sparkling water, no diet coke. Yes, just pure filtered water. Herbal teas help. Black tea, coffee, not so much, because they are caffeinated, so they are rather diuretic and they need to be replenished extra. But eating soups, salads, fresh food, vegetables, juices, it all adds up. So yes, that's a really nice advice to share as well.
Yeah, God's beautiful, you know, food that we can grow, you know, it's so important. And I think that through this great awakening, as the years go through, more and more people will be starting to grow their own food. You know, we'll have, you know, all the trees in the streets, they will be fruit trees. So that when people walk along the street, if children want, they can just pick the fruit off the street, off the trees. If people don't have enough food, or they're homeless, why have we got all these trees along our streets, but they're not fruit trees? You know, apple trees. Right. It's just so simple. That is one of the most simple things. So just for the last few minutes, please give us some, our audience, just some guidance on everyday wellness guidance from the moment they wake up.
From the moment they wake up after beautiful rest for 8 hours. We already discussed that. We're not looking at our phone. We're taking at least a few minutes for some sort of grounding. If you're lucky and privileged enough to have some sort of garden, please go barefoot.
Yeah, barefoot is
otherwise
so important.
Open the window. Yes. If you live in a big city, I'm sure you've got the window. So maybe sit in front of the window, connect with your breath, connect with the intention of your day. I'm a big believer in the gratitude practice. So train your mind, find 5 things that you're grateful for, given morning and given evening, even on the crappy Monday when you have to wake up, go to work and it's raining or whatever, just practice gratitude.
Yes.
Then my suggestions would be drinking warm water.
Yeah.
I also drink celery juice every morning, something that's very healing. Maybe go for that and start your day with good intention of nourishing your body and mind with positivity with something that's good and healing. That's about food. That's about the news you're going to hear. That's about the conversations you will choose opt in or opt out from. That's about social media as well. So always choose how you want to invest your time and energy. Ask yourself if this is necessary, if this will take you anywhere deeper, further, closer towards your personal growth, if this will contribute to growth of others, if this will make this planet a better place for living.
Exactly. I just want to say, Annetta, thank you. Thank you for all of your wonderful wisdom, and thank you for writing this book and helping so many couples get pregnant, which is the celebration of life. Bringing new life into this world is the most wonderful experience and important thing that us humans can do. So thank you for that, and thank you for being on the Great Awakening Show.
And thank you for you, for your invitation, and everyone else who listened to us. May you all get the best, happiest lives, beautiful digestion, sleep, and the babies you're going to bring to this life.
Oh,
thank you.